This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm the host, Vincent, and your host, Vincent. And so when I was gone upstairs taking a break, Ian, I heard you laughing, and I wanted to get a genuine reaction.
It's a laughter.
You're crying on the inside.
Bewilderment and frustration and amazement at the insane, tyrannical medical authority nonsense that we're seeing imposed upon people. We just went through a list of things per the WSB report, which is a big TV station in Atlanta, Georgia, summarizing the rules for restaurants to reopen in Georgia starting on Monday. And again, people who don't read the news, people who don't actually dig into the details, they're going to hear the headlines and be like, hey, freedom, Georgia, freedom, we got restaurants again, all right. But when you actually look at the details, it's going to be like you're eating in a hospital. You got to, and by the way, I went through roughly a dozen points with you here, and it sounded bad, right? Like, you agree with me. Like, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was worse than I could even imagine.
Right? They're going to shut down any buffets. Those aren't allowed. Salad bar is gone. Party size limited to no more than six per table. No more than 10 patrons will be allowed per 500 square feet. That's just a brief review. So I pulled up the governor's order itself. And the reality is they actually did a very brief summary of those rules, because the actual rules, what do we read, like a dozen of them here? According to, starting on page 7 of this 26-page order about reopening Georgia, are the rules for restaurants, okay? These are the rules for restaurants and dining services. There is 39 points that these businesses have to adhere to in order to be allowed to reopen. Obviously, some of the ones that we've already gone over here, they also didn't list in the WSB report. I'm not going to go through them all here, but they're talking about teleworking for all possible workers. I'm not sure how they want a server to telework or a chef to telework, so I'm not sure what they have in mind there. Holding all meetings and conferences virtually. So we talked about them requiring employees to wear face coverings. Discouraging workers from using other workers' phones, desks, offices, or other work tools and equipment. They want to stagger workstations where possible to avoid employees standing adjacent to one another or next to each other. You know, like in the kitchen, where they have to have employees working together to make people's food. Where 6 feet of separation is not possible, consider spacing options that include other mitigation efforts with increased frequency of cleaning and sanitizing surfaces.
It reminds me of some manufacturing plants have their employees wear bracelets that start to vibrate if they get too close to one another.
Yeah. Prohibit handshaking and other unnecessary person-to-person contact in the workplace. You want to pat your buddy on the back because he did a good job? Give him a hug because, you know, he just broke up with his girlfriend or whatever, right? Like, can't do that anymore.
Well, you couldn't do that before. You get a visit from HR if you put your hands on any coworker.
With their consent, I don't think that would be a problem. This just goes on and on and on. And then they've got the restrictions. So a lot of places are saying movie theaters won't open for months and months and months. But Georgia is leading the way. They're going to help movie theaters reopen. And so here are the requirements to reopen your movie theater, according to this. Where was it? Yeah, okay, movie theaters and cinemas. You shall implement additional measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Shall is a legal term that means there's no option.
You must.
You have to do what they say. Each party of patrons must be seated at least 6 feet apart. Now, does that mean that I have to, if I'm alone, right? Because I go to theaters alone sometimes, so I'm a party. Does that mean that there has to be people 6 feet away from me, behind me, in front of me, to the left, and to the right of me? Because if that's the case, how many people could sit in a movie theater that could previously seat 250 people?
Oh, a fraction of that.
Because the theaters that we have here in Keene, they're not the biggest theaters in the world, but I happen to know that they can hold usually about 250. There's some different size rooms in that theater or in that building, but you know, 250 is about a standard. What's it going to be, 20? 30? No, I mean, to be fair, that theater barely has more than 20 people in it at any given time, but nonetheless.
Well, I mean, I don't mind this. I mean, I hate it when people are talking behind me or being obnoxious in the theater. So, I mean, the fewer people in the theater, the better. So, I don't know, maybe I should move to Georgia.
At least one usher must be used in each theater room before and at some point during each showing to ensure that proper social distancing protocol is enforced. So they want an usher to come in and eyeball everybody in the room.
Oh, God.
And then come and talk to you if you're sitting too close to somebody else. Seats, armrests, handrails, doors, doorknobs, and door handles in each theater must be thoroughly sanitized before and after each showing. Really? You want somebody to go around to every single seat in the movie theater and sanitize it? What exactly is that going to look like? A lot of these seats are cloth.
Oh, and it's not like you eat off the seats either.
Right.
So, I mean, at least the handrails, I can understand.
The armrests.
Mm-hmm. I can understand the armrests. Is there any more to that?
Seats, armrests, handrails, doors, doorknobs, and door handles all must be sanitized thoroughly after each showing. Tape must be applied to floors at ticket counters and concession stands to enforce proper social distancing protocol for patrons who are waiting in line.
All for something that has a mortality rate, at least according to new
That's
studies,
right.
of slightly above a bad case of a flu. We got to restructure the entire economy. Got to restructure our entire society, too,
yep.
Not just the economy.
And there are four more points.
But just waiting.
Reopen a movie theater.
Waiting patiently on the line, we have Sam from Warrington, Missouri. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Warrington, Warrington.
All right, welcome.
I saw this thing on Facebook where a guy I know, he's a pastor or whatever, he's talking about this. There's this gal called Heather E. Stevens. She's a senator out there, and she's trying to make it into law. Like, you know, she's passing a bill where you have to, like, the whole thing where, like, you can do vaccines unless there's a religious thing going on.
Huh?
Basically just pulling out that religious things don't matter anymore. I'm like,
wait, I don't really understand what you're saying. You're saying that vaccines cannot be avoided due to religious objections in Missouri?
No, this is about Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Okay.
Yeah,
so you're saying
they're saying that they can go ahead and they haven't done it yet, but they're trying to pass a bill that says they can go ahead and make vaccines law. And people who don't want that for religious reasons doesn't matter anymore.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
God, it took forever to get that out of him.
And, you know, after waiting, I mean, I appreciate the call, but after waiting, you know, that long, too, one would think he'd have, you know exactly what he'd want to say. But that's actually a very interesting point. I'm glad he brought that up. I'll have to look into it because now usually people say, oh, well, it's just these, you know, these crazy, you know, fundamentalist Christians who don't want, you know, don't believe in science and what vaccine. When it's Muslims, it's Orthodox Jews, it's Christians, and probably plenty of other faiths that are against it because I believe with Muslims, it's because there's like animal DNA in vaccines, and with Jews there's like a human, there's it, you know, it violates for religious law, or at least in the Abrahamic religions. Are you of a different non-Abrahamic religion, and are you against vaccines, or are you able to ask for a religious exemption? You can call and let us know. 855-450-FREE, Episode Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. When we come back, is Mitch McConnell a libertarian hero? Will he finally destroy the state? You're ruining my bit, Ian. Will he finally destroy the state? This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Well, what is those shaving irritations? Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live, radio where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And before we go to the loaded phone lines here, just want to talk about Freedom's Phoenix. Now, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of a police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. And so now on the AMP-only call-in line, we go to James Hell. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, hear me out here. I think you'll get what I'm saying in the end. At first, I loved this face mask thing.
I love it.
It was my idiot test. So when I'd go in the store and I wanted to get through something, I'd grab the teller or talk to whoever that didn't have the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved pretty good for a long time, but now all these stores are implementing mandatory masks.
Right. Although Aria did point out that she's using a religious exemption to avoid wearing the masks.
Well, tomorrow we're going to get a little test in our household as my girlfriend works at a big box store like a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're implementing it as of tomorrow, and she refuses.
Wow.
So I told her to go with the health aspect with the asthma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, medical or religious exemptions are available from what I understand.
It's not a law here. I'm in Michigan, which is bad enough, believe it or not. It's not a law. It's just the store follows what Walmart does,
mm-hmm.
and Walmart did it. Yeah. So we'll see. She's somewhat union. It's not much of a union. But yeah, I lost my idiot test in society there for a while.
That's frustrating. You say it's not a law. There are a lot of states where it's the governor's orders, and under these emergency orders, any violation of those orders is considered a misdemeanor charge. So basically anything the governor says becomes law, which is, it's a violation.
It's total tyranny. This is something that kings would do.
Oh, right.
Totally anti-American.
Believe me, Yeah, in Michigan here, we are fighting that tooth and nail. I mean,
right.
I think from where I'm at, I'm in a smaller area. I've noticed traffic has seriously increased. Regular business has increased. People are just done with it.
Out of curiosity, did you attend the Operation Gridlock rally last week?
No, that's a good 6-7 hours for me. I couldn't make it.
Oh, well, I don't blame you.
Would you want to drive 7 hours just to sit in traffic for 2 hours? I mean, that's a terrible plan.
That's a good point. Well, thank you for the call, and please do call again when if any developments happens with your girlfriend at work. Good luck with
She's
that.
She's refusing the masks. Yeah.
So now we go waiting patiently on the phone lines. We have Dave from New Hampshire. Welcome. Thank you for your patience. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Regina Barnes is, I think, a New Hampshire Senate candidate, and she posts frequently on the NH Exit group, and she had something interesting from Hampton to report, Hampton, New Hampshire. She said, quote, last night at the Hampton NH Board of Selectmen meeting, our police chief had reported that domestic violence calls have gone from 1 in 2019 to 15 in 2020, an increase of 1,400%. In my view, the longer we keep the economy closed, the worse this statistic will get, unquote.
Yeah, now people that have really crappy relationships have to be around each other all the time.
That's going to work out great. And, you know, the liberals' heads must be exploding when they're like, I thought we were supposed to be working on keeping women away from their awful men, you know, who were abusing them. Now we're supposed to be forcing them to be with their awful men.
Well, now, let's not be gendered about it, or vice versa. I'm sure there's plenty of men who are going out of control with, plenty of men going out of their minds if they have, emotionally abused, I don't want to stereotype women, but
there are physically abusive women.
And as there's emotionally abusive men. So it's an absolute awful situation. Anything else you'd like to add, Dave?
That's all.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. So now we go to Matthew in Meadow, Louisiana, who's been waiting patiently. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
So the whole purpose of this thing was to flatten the curve, right?
Yes.
That's what they claim.
Yeah, well, that curve is now stomped out of existence. There are hospitals. I mean, we wanted to make sure that the hospitals weren't overwhelmed. Well, now there's hospitals laying off staff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, I think we've achieved this goal. We're good now.
No, no, we got to just barely let people go back to work and impose a crap ton of medical restrictions
on
them.
No, Ian. If you let anyone go back to work, then the death toll is going to rise again. It's going to be like an, what do they call it, a W curve? It's going to be a W curve.
God.
Right, well, yeah. Bolsonaro is starting to look a lot more sane to me than a lot of people give him credit for.
Yep.
As well as, oddly enough, the government of Sweden?
Yeah.
That's the new home of Ankapistan. Sweden?
No.
Well, we haven't talked a lot about it yet, but yeah, apparently a lot of their rules are voluntary in Sweden, and they're not. There's a headline here from CNBC from yesterday. Sweden resisted a lockdown, and its capital is expected to reach herd immunity within weeks.
Yeah.
A stopped clock could be right twice a day.
Yeah, but isn't Sweden one of the top economically free countries out there?
Yeah, but I don't know about that, but I've seen all sorts of other awful things that their government does. Where it's
all governments do awful things.
I mean, especially awful. It's like a kindergarten is running the country. Anything else you'd like to add, Matthew?
No, I was just, you were saying the stopped clock is right twice a day. Well, Bolsonaro is a clock with misplaced hands, but apparently he's right about this one, too. If you look at the numbers.
Oh, numbers out of Brazil, you mean?
Mm. Yeah.
What's very interesting, thank you for the call. Yeah, I was, I think it was on... thank you for the call. It was on, I think it might have been on, I was watching the news and said, it was on Tucker Carlson's show where Sweden had, I think it was like slightly more deaths maybe comparatively since they didn't totally shut everything down, but now they're, you know, they're recovering, as you said, with a herd immunity. Their economy is not in shambles.
And, by the way, I was confusing them with Switzerland. It's Switzerland that's number 5 on the Heritage Foundation's list. Sweden's at 22.
22, and the United States is what?
17.
17. Oh, okay. All right. So, geez. So the United States as a whole, that's on the list, is slightly freer than...
Yeah, this is just economic freedom rankings.
Economic. Oh, I mean, yeah, okay. So that makes sense. I was really going to, you know, I mean, defending Sweden. So here, I'll just begin this. McConnell says, this is from Bloomberg.com. So now we have, is Mitch McConnell the hero that libertarians, what is it, the hero that they deserve, that they need, but don't deserve? McConnell says he favors letting states declare bankruptcy. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday, he's a guy who looks like a turtle for people who don't know, and he sounds like an effeminate foghorn leghorn. Mitch McConnell said Wednesday he favors allowing states struggling with high public employee pension costs amid amid the burdens of a pandemic response to declare bankruptcy rather than giving them a federal bailout. And he gives, and it's interesting that he's getting a lot of flack for this, right? And despite the turtle jokes, Mitch McConnell is for once finally showing a backbone, right? Even he has Trump against him, and we'll get into his reasonings for why, plus your calls at 855-453, F is in freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the task force, telling Americans if states continue to follow the social distancing guidelines and phase in the reopening of businesses, we could see a major leveling off of the coronavirus over the summer months. Here's the Vice President.
People continue to properly exercise social distancing as is recommended in each phase. That, in combination with some of these findings, could well give us a summer respite from the coronavirus.
And Pence telling reporters at the briefing.
And our team is already speaking about working on a continuous basis through this summer. Every single day, we're increasing testing.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the NASDAQ down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump asked by a reporter at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing about the health of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's been out of the hospital recovering from coronavirus.
When do you think he'll be back at work?
He called me a few days ago. I will tell you, he sounded incredible. I was actually surprised. I thought it'd be like, oh, Donald, how are you? He was ready to go. I'm very surprised to tell you this. It's like the old Boris. Tremendous energy, tremendous drive. I was very surprised because he called me almost, you know, pretty close to where when he got out of the hospital. I think he's doing great. He was so sharp and energetic. Pretty incredible. He's an incredible guy. He's a friend of ours and a friend of mine. He loves our country. He loves his country a lot, but he loves our country. He respects our country. And they're lucky to have him over there.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent. And, gosh, it's always... it's sort of awkward reading the ForkFest reads when there is a chance that it might not be possible for it to happen. At least at the intended location, although I do have some hope, right? As I said, with the title of today's episode, we're at America is at a quarantine crossroads here with this coronavirus because, as we said, you know, the most recent studies from both the East Coast, New York, and the West Coast, Los Angeles, says that at least from the antibody studies, the mortality rate is slightly higher than the seasonal flu. So I think that if people continue to, like, not if the lockdown isn't eased out, if it's increased after despite that, I know those are initial studies, but I mean, I think there's something to them, then I think things are just going to get worse if people put up with that. Regardless, you could join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. So now, Ian, you have Sweden's ranking on the Freedom Index.
Yeah, I remember we were looking at, well, the question was, why is Sweden so different? What's going on? They're reaching herd immunity, apparently, within a few weeks because they didn't mandate that everybody locked down. It was more of a voluntary thing. Making suggestions. Who knew that, like, you could suggest things and people might listen? It was the economic freedom rankings that we gave earlier, and they were at, like, 21 or something like that of all the 180-plus countries. And that was the Heritage Foundation. Cato does the Human Freedom Index. So Human Freedom looks at both personal and economic freedom to combine those two together for a total human freedom score. On that ranking is the 2017 numbers. That's the newest ones, because they always trail a couple years back because they got to run these numbers. Sweden is at number 11 for overall human freedom compared to the United States at number 15. Now, Sweden actually rose three positions on that chart, meaning that it was at number 14 previously in 2016. So it's actually becoming more free as compared to the other countries. And the other interesting thing here is I'm looking at, so they give you a breakdown of how they get the scores. So there's the personal freedom score and the economic freedom score. Sweden is actually, if you rank by just personal freedom, at least I'm looking at the top 100 or so countries here, or 50 or so, Sweden is the most personally free country on the entire planet, according to this ranking, with a score of 9.45 out of a potential 10. There are some others that scored over 9, but nothing quite as close.
Well, that's
Sweden.
That's very interesting. I'm going to have to check into that. And you said that's from the Cato Institute.
Now,
the Cato Institute's well known for being founded and run by the Koch brothers. I don't trust those bastards for a second, so I'm going to have to look at it.
Well, there's 400 plus pages in this study.
I'll check that out. So now we go to waiting patiently. David from New Mexico is on the air. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, Sweden would be it's fun to watch is what I said. And so, and so it is. And, New Mexico here, another fun one to watch. You can find this in the national news, picked it up. Mayor of, I had said on radio stations the last couple weeks here, I called in and the hosts got mad at me because they're kind of towing the line. But I would say, and a lot of people in New Mexico, there's a lot of, people in government that actually listen to what people are saying on the radio station, and then you'll find telltale signs that they heard what you said on social media. But I kept saying, small business owners, if you want your businesses to be open, just go to them and open them. And the host would get mad at me because the radio station's management, like the radio station you talked about earlier, was cracking down on them to get their host, their honor host, to toe the line.
Really?
To be, And this was the major stations, obviously, in the New Mexico market. And so the hosts, you could tell, were getting a little irritated with me saying that. And then after I said it the first time, and I'm not saying that I get credit because, you know, everybody thinks alike, that's when that gun store Caliber is opened back up and filed their lawsuit. And today, here's the new one. And it's in the mayor of Grants, New Mexico, if you search him, Martin Hicks, the U.S. News picked it up and the Washington Times picked it up. But the best is to go to the local TV stations in New Mexico. They got the video of them interviewing him because he's a real character. And he's defying the governor's order to keep the small businesses closed. He says, I'm going to bring back the whole, the 100 city or 80 city employees, and I'm going to tell all the city businesses to feel free to open back up again. Because, you know, what's she going to do to us? She's killing us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And, you know, he's kind of fun to watch him say that. But, so on Monday, That's when the city of Grants is going to, the city of Grants, New Mexico, is going to open up in defiance of the governor's order.
Good.
And the city cops are not going to enforce it, obviously. And the county that he lives in, the sheriff said he's not going to do anything about it. So it's all up to the New Mexico State Police to ride in horseback and arrest the mayor of Grants, New Mexico, if they want to do anything about it. But it's worth looking, it's worth searching Mayor Martin Hicks, city of Grants, New Mexico, and watch him say it in his own words. It's pretty
That's
fun.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We'll
keep
be
us
monitoring.
In the loop on that. Yeah, I want to know how that goes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's. That's good to see that. Unfortunately, we don't see that here in New Hampshire. You know, the free estate.
New Hampshire's
people are different than the politicians. Yeah. I'm glad you finally admitted it, Ian. But hopefully, one day, maybe.
Well, no, it's been that way. It's the live free or die is just a slogan. It doesn't actually apply.
No, absolutely not. It's a state of mind. So, let's see here. This is Mitch McConnell's plan to destroy the state government. McConnell, yes. Yeah, so he said, he's getting a lot of flack for this because there are several, many states that are, they face a lot of unfunded liabilities, right? And that's where a lot of states are in debt because they have all these, like, pension programs because,
right.
You know, unions and such. And so Mitch McConnell's quote says, I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use a bankruptcy route, he said Wednesday in response to a question on the syndicated Hugh Hewitt radio show. It saves some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available. The host cited California, Illinois, and Connecticut as states that had given too much to public employee unions, and McConnell said he was reluctant to take on more debt for any rescue. You raise yourself the important issue of what the states have done. Many of them have done to themselves with their pension programs. He said, there's not going to be any desire on the Republican side to bail out state pensions by borrowing money from future generations. Now, if our corporations, Republicans are fine borrowing money for future generations. And so, I mean, he does bring up an interesting point where the states did this to themselves because it's not coronavirus. The coronavirus is more of is maybe the instigating factor for why these states are facing bankruptcy. But it was only a matter of time.
Well, states like Illinois and Massachusetts,
Connecticut,
Michigan and California have had these bankruptcy issues for a long time.
They're using the coronavirus as basically just as an excuse so they could get a bailout for their own bad behavior. McConnell's remarks drew a biting response from state and local officials. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Phil Murphy's been one of the most tyrannical people, governors regarding this, up there with the Michigan governor.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was stunned by McConnell's comments, which he called completely and utterly irresponsible. Okay, well, who's irresponsible here, right? And, you know, the states that spent themselves into oblivion with unfunded liabilities and they spent more than they could provide, or the politician who says, we're not going to bail you out. For once, right, you have politicians, at least using the taxpayer.
States do as I say, not as I do. The federal government's just as bad.
Absolutely. Money, I mean, and now they don't like responsibility. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Segment of Free Talk Live, but worry not your little hearts one bit. We will be back 7 p.m. tomorrow, every week, actually every day of the week, 7 p.m. Eastern, Free Talk Live, and we could do it all again. And I want to thank some of the people who make this broadcast possible. I want to thank our gold amplifier chip. Want to thank you for
his name is Chip. You mean
Chip? Yes. Okay. I want to thank Chip, no, not Gold Chip Amplifier. Right. That's something else. We have the Gold Amplifier Chip, who consistently was it. What did the Gold Amplifiers donate, Minister Freeman?
That's $10 a month.
$10 a month. So consistently does that, helps keep the lights on, helps keep the show going, and we always greatly appreciate it. And if you'd like to join and support the show and be an amplifier and get your name read on the air, or maybe not if you prefer to stay anonymous, then you could go to amp.freetalklive.com in order to sign up for the amp program. There's different tiers. There's silver, gold, platinum, and that's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much, Chip. And now we go to the phones, last-minute caller. Here we go to Stan from Cincinnati. Thank you for your call. What's on your mind?
Well, you boys got me going here, and I have a statement to make, and perhaps you can add to it if you'd like.
Absolutely.
You know, the phrase is unalienable rights and shall not be infringed, and now arbitrarily unalienable rights and arbitrarily shall be infringed for the best of the public. Whatever it is, you know, for the public good.
Who decides? Who decides what is the public good?
Exactly. That's my point. And the meaning of the Constitution has been adulterated by the phrases national emergency,
mm-hmm.
the public good. The very meaning and intent of the Constitution has been permanently changed as a default for tyrants, it seems to me.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because as people, you know, freedom ain't free. And it was Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers himself, said that the tree of liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike. And people just slipped into a lull, right? Because we, you know, these distractions, we have the TV, you know, we have all the food we want, we have all the pornography we'd want, all the entertainment. And politicians went from being stewards of a country and caretakers to being these, like Santa Claus, right, for promising all this stuff. He's, you know, every year, instead of a president saying, I'm just going to manage a country, make sure, you know, the freedoms are protected, they say, oh, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you this free stuff. And they start buying votes with the Treasury. And it's, you know, going up against the system is too hard. And so, I mean, I'm tempted to say I don't blame people for losing their freedom. But no, that's wrong. I 100% blame them for losing that freedom. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I've noticed how there's people demonstrating across America. And they're basically waking up to the idea that you cannot just let these people just tell you that your rights no longer exist, and as a matter of for the welfare of the United States of America. I mean, that's
but are they waking up? I don't know. I think the people who are demonstrating, and having been to one of them, Vincent and I, we were both attending at a 400-person-strong demonstration here in the over the weekend here in New Hampshire. Are people waking up, or are these the people who were already awake enough to be able to tell that this is wrong, what these government goons are doing to us, and who are willing to not only, who can not only identify that it's wrong, but are willing to do something about it? Because they're the ones who can identify that it's wrong, but are too afraid to do anything about it. They're the ones who can identify that it's wrong and are willing to do something about it, although at this point they're just protesting, there's not much more that they've done. And then there's all of those who think it's right. There's all those people who are begging for this, who want more of it, who love this idea of social distancing and being told, you know, how they need to run their businesses and safety precautions and cleaning mandates and all this crap.
Right. There's a lot of people out there that want the state to take care of them as opposed to
right.
them going out and making their own way through and creating their reality, you know, having a business
yep.
and so forth. They would prefer to have somebody, the nanny state, come in and take care of them, tell them when they're, you know, we'll take care of you, I'm the government, we're here to help you, and so forth.
Which is horrifying. Thank you for the call, Stan.
Yeah, I think
points,
those people are the super, they seem to be the super majority, and it's sad.
And so before, I just want to finish up here, I want to read the statement, the rest of the statement from the New Jersey governor regarding, was Mitch McConnell, threatening essentially to...
not bail them out.
Yeah, yeah, to lay, you know, yeah, not pay for their own bad financial decisions. So he says, quote, he's dead wrong. You have my word. We won't go bankrupt, he said. Without cash to states, Murphy said, governors will be forced to, quote, gut the living daylights out of every state of America, slashing budgets and eliminating the services people need. So basically, you know, balancing, they're going to be forced to balance the budget and be fiscally responsible,
right.
What they should have done, been doing the entire time.
Yeah.
And now you have build them new.
But they don't have to because there's no penalty for politicians for running the state apparatus into the ground.
Oh, they have the offshore accounts. They have their own pension. Oh, pensions might not be worth much soon. You have New York, which is unfortunate because, you know, people work for them. But it's a gamble. You know, when you try, it's like working for the government is like making a deal with the devil. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, also a Democrat, tweeted that McConnell, quote, wants police officers to lose their jobs. He wants firefighters
right.
to go broke. He wants hospitals to close and sick people thrown out onto the street.
This is always what they say whenever there's some sort of budgetary crisis. They always focus on cutting what they consider to be these sort of like essential jobs first, when the reality is the police are the last group that'll get cut.
And the police notably hate Bill de Blasio, and he hates them too, at least in New York. So it's funny that he's using them as a
shield.
Wait,
wasn't this Phil Murphy from New Jersey?
No, the next statement is Bill de Blasio. And so, I mean, hey, you know, if this is what Mitch McConnell wants to do, forget that other loser they were talking about. How about the Libertarian Party run Mitch McConnell as their presidential candidate?
No, please don't do that. I'd much rather have John McAfee.
Well, yes, and I'm talking about the other guy from the state. Jeez, I forgot his name, and I did an article. The other guy who's the independent now from Michigan.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a loser anyways. So now this is important. Well, actually, I'll just say, speaking of, quote, libertarian senators, I just want to read the statement for Rand Paul, which is, you know, he says, no amount of bailout dollars will stimulate an economy that is being strangled by quarantine. It is not a lack of money that plagues us, but a lack of commerce. So
the lack of freedom to do the commerce.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Rand Paul isn't perfect. Think of what you will of him. But at least
he got some lessons from his dad.
Oh, yeah, so at least for someone in the Senate with some sanity. So now this is, I hate to end on a bad note, but this is from the New York Post talking about coronavirus crisis could cause biblical famines, UN official says.
Oh, boy.
The coronavirus plague could spur... I should amend this. Due to the shutdown, right? It's not like the coronavirus is going to kill the crops.
Yeah.
The coronavirus plague could spur, quote, multiple famines of biblical proportions across the world if urgent action isn't taken now, a UN official said this week. World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley delivered the warning to the UN Security Council Tuesday. Well, forgive me for speaking bluntly, but I'd like to lay out for you very clearly what the world is facing at this very moment, Beasley said. At the same time, while dealing with a COVID-19 pandemic, we're also on the brink of a hunger pandemic. Millions of civilians living in conflict-scarred nations are being, quote, pushed to the brink of starvation amid the crisis, with famine a very real and dangerous possibility, he said. The World Food Program has already warned that 135 million people across the world are facing crisis levels of hunger or worse, but for updated projections during the pandemic, nearly double that number. That's in addition to the 821 million people already chronically hungry, Beasley said. Lockdowns and economic recessions will likely lead to a major loss of income among the working poor, he said. So these are people who are living in the third world who are making like a dollar a day or at worst a dollar a week, and they spend all their money on food. And so in the U.S., we're seeing some bare shelves, which could be supply line issues. Got to say, the truckers in this country are the unsung heroes, because there's who's keeping the shelves stocked, and they're just working tough. So any truckers out there, we salute
God
you.
God has blessed those folks, man. They're awesome.
The situation is most concerning in countries across Africa and the Middle East, because the virus threatens further damage to the response of the virus, which is what the guy's saying. And
yeah, that's what all these news media stories, they all blame COVID-19. Blah, blah, blah. No, it was the response by these government goons. That's what's doing this damage, and the fact that people go along with it. That's the problem.
In a worst-case scenario, we could be looking at famine in about 36 countries, and in fact, in 10 of these countries, we already have more than 1 million people per country who are on the verge of starvation, he told the council. While there are no famines at this point, Beasley said preparedness is key. But I must warn you that if we don't prepare and act now to secure a cross, avoid funding shortfalls and disruptions to trade, we could be facing multiple famines of biblical proportions within a few short months. I do believe that with our expertise and partnerships, we can bring together the teams and the programs necessary to make certain the COVID-19 pandemic does not become a humanitarian and food crisis.
You are not going to centrally plan your way out of this problem.
No, plenty of these places, they don't trust the UN, right? Just look into all the atrocities the UN, quote, peacekeepers have done, all the scams the UN has run. So, I mean,
central planning caused this problem, and they're not going to centrally plan their way out of it, but that's what they're going to try. It's going to be a disaster.
I'm hoping that America wakes up to this tyranny and things go back to normal, but I have my doubts. Anyway, so thank you ever so much for listening. Tune in again, 7 p.m. Eastern to Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello? Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.